So I would like to welcome everybody to the 10-Day Money Magic Marathon. And I want to welcome people who are on the call to this morning, bright and early for some of the West Coasters, and for the people who couldn't make it but will be listening later in the day or perhaps even another day. And the call and the energy of the call, whether you're on it or not, it's going to be oriented to you and just right for you. So I wanted to read first a poem which has given me a lot of consolation and has those qualities of a poem that can say more than just regular words. So it's called Kindness. And it's a beautiful poem by Naomi Shihab Nye. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name exactly right, but she'll forgive me. Kindness. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment, like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore, only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is you who have been looking for. It is I you have been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is I you have been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. And it somehow seemed appropriate for me to read that poem about kindness, kindness to ourselves, kindness to others, and opening up to receive, because many of us have problems with or challenges with receiving kindness, receiving kindness to ourselves as we give. And just as we have problems to receive, we have problems to give, because you can't truly give without truly receiving. So what I'm going to be doing here in these clearing sessions is going to be opening up to receive the energy. What will be issuing, we will be working on a lot of different issues over the days, from issues that are raised about money, that come from our ancestors, that come from the problems that our parents face, that come from us being women or men, the gender-based ones, the visibility ones, the fears, what will happen if you are visible, the questions of value, what you value in yourself, how much you charge, and also what you spend on, what you use those precious resources you've been given. I'll be talking and clearing around religion and spirituality, around the issues of being a target, and of the responsibility of wealth, inheritances, guilt we feel about receiving money, all those things. I'll be using different techniques, but the techniques are not so much as important as that I'll be in these sessions, I'll be channeling and using these techniques as a channel. So this is a little bit of what we're going to be doing, a lot of what we're going to be doing. And what I've decided to do today is work on forgiveness and releasing the judgments of self. And this is what actually I had a really good call on yesterday with Candace Talmadge, and that the roots of many, many of our problems are in the judgments against ourself that we make. So we will work on forgiveness, play on forgiveness. So what I'm going to do is a technique that I often use, which is EFT, but I don't use it in the traditional way. And what I'm going to do is just channel the issues of the group. I don't know exactly what they are, but I will just say whatever comes, and through speaking that, it will help begin to resolve those things. And we will be working on these in different forms. So I'll do that, and then we will go into the healing codes, which I find is a very powerful method for releasing memories, cellular memories that get in the way of us using and appreciating what we have and also receiving more. So I'm going to start, and I have no idea what will come. I'm going to put it on speakerphone right now, and so I'm going to hope that you hear me well. Yes. So opening up to forgiveness, the forgiveness issues that are in this group, this wonderful group that is here today and in the next days that follow, and then to the ones who are both here at the groups and who will be listening later to the recording. So I'm just hesitating a moment as I receive the energy. And I'm going to put it on the mute just for a moment. I'm going to put it on the mute button. There. Yes. So, even though I have done so many things around money that I regret, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've royally screwed myself around money sometimes, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though the money issue keeps coming up again and again for me, I deeply love and accept myself. I forgive myself, even though it's so stupid what I've been doing. I've been sabotaging myself. I don't know why I sabotaged myself. Probably doesn't matter, but I have sabotaged myself, and I've not let my word, my truth, get out to the world because of that. I've been letting money get in my way. I've been letting all the issues that are behind money get in my way. I've been afraid. I am afraid. I'm afraid of what might happen if I come into my greatness. I am afraid to do what I need to do in this world. I am afraid to let in the goodness that is there. I am afraid to feel my impact on the world. I am afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, and for that reason I've been sabotaging myself around money and many things. What if I could see the sabotage as a friend? A friend trying to protect me. A friend protecting me while I went through what I needed to be going through. What if I could see the sabotage as an apprenticeship for shamanship? Shamanship? What's that? What's that got to do with me? What if I could see the sabotage as creating the greatest gifts I have? What if I could see sabotage as a friend? Befriend it, find out what it's telling me. What if I could love sabotage? What is sabotage? Sabat, 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 sabat. Taj, Taj, Taj. The Taj Mahal. Richness. What is richness? What is abundance for me? Abundance, abundance, abundance for me, not for the others, not for the others that will say it's a new car and a big house, not the others who will say it's a special job, a position that will define me. Not for others is my abundance. My abundance is my abundance. To live my life, to live my dreams, the dreams that are deep inside. That is the first round. And I'm going to get us off mute and just see if there's any response from those on the call. And then I'm going to go to using the healing codes. So if anybody just wants to say a word, they're welcome to. And if you don't, that's fine too. And I'll just go to the next part.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I just wanted to thank you for that. That was really powerful. And what I really got from that is I really liked the befriending part, because I think I've been angry at the saboteur, and I think that was really beautiful, is actually saying, what can I learn from this, and really, really embracing it as opposed to pushing it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it really tied in with the poem too about kindness and kindness towards ourselves. So instead of beating ourselves up, you know, really just, yes, taking responsibility, but also being gentle with ourselves. So thank you. That was really, really beautiful.
Thank you. So I'm going to go into a clearing with the healing codes. And for those of you who aren't acquainted, this is I'm going to be sending some more information about this and posting it on the Facebook page. But it's a very wonderful technique that was developed by Alex Lloyd. He's got a book called The Healing Code, which is a wonderful book, and which I urge you all to get a copy of. And he developed this technique because he was faced with the woman he married had deep, deep depression. And he tried everything in the world to help her solve it. He was a therapist. And finally, what happened is one day, I think he was in the airport, and they asked, he got a phone call from his wife, who was in at home in another city, and she was just beside herself, and he could do nothing to help her. And he got on the plane, and what happened was, what he essentially, he's a Christian, he called a download from God, where he channeled these positions, these healing positions, and later tried them out on his wife, and she was healed from her depression. And he later began trying it with his clients with amazing results. So I just say that as a preface. I'm going to start doing it. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to do this exactly. The healing will take place anyway and is being transmitted through the energy of this call. So once again, I'm going to begin with this one. It's more silent than the other one. This one, we're going to focus on a truth-focused statement, which which is any positive statement that you can believe in, you will focus on, or you can just relax as we do this. Either one works. I'm going to suggest the true focus statements of I am ready to receive the kindness of the universe. And another one, I am ready to forgive myself for all the mistakes I've made around money. Or you can say instead to yourself, for all the ways that I have sabotaged myself. And there are basically four different positions here, which are used in various ways in his work, but we're going to do a simple, simple codes that he teaches in the book, and which work extremely well. You can also use the healing codes to heal all kinds of illnesses, and but this one I'm working on the memories, and things that are blocking you around financial abundance. So it always begins with a prayer, and then we take the positions. Now the main positions, and you might just jot it down if you haven't done this before, and I'm going to just tell you the places first that you're going to be focusing the energy. And I will just use shortened forms to remind you when we're doing this. The first place is in between the eyebrows, a general area in between the eyebrows. The next one is, and I will be saying, I'll just say eyebrows, and it means between the eyebrows when we get to that. And then there's a position which is at the throat, and it's just where you might have the Adam's apple. So I'll just say Adam's apple. And then we've got the hinge of the jaw at each side, and that's just where the corner of the jaw. So I'll just say jaw then. And then there's the sides of the temples, and I'll just say temples there when we get to that. And so what you're going to be doing just when you start, and you might just practice this for a moment, it's not really very complex, which is why I love this technique too, because I'm not really very good at complex techniques, or at least that's maybe a belief I have. So, which maybe I should let go of, but anyway, for the moment I have it. So there's what you do is, you cup your hands, and you cup for the first position, you cup both your hands, and it's like your fingers are put together, and it's like you're going to be like shining a flashlight at these different points with your hands. And for the first position, you're shining you're putting your two hands together, and you're about 2 inches away from the skin. So you're pointing your hands towards the eyebrows, but you're 2 inches away from the body. And the same thing is when you go to the throat, you're doing the same thing. When you go to the hinge of the jaws, the same thing. And when you're going to the side of the temple, the same thing. The only thing is when you're doing the hinges of the jaws, because there's two of them, you use the hand on that side to point the energy. So I hope this is clear. If not, you'll be seeing charts, and I'll be referring you resources so that you can find out more. But as I said, the healing will still happen. So what he does is, Alex Lloyd has a prayer which you can modify. I'm going to read at first, which is the intention. And just one other thing that I want to say is that when we do the clearing, that one other thing is that when we do the clearing, we spend about 30 seconds in each position, but it's not scientific, and I don't have a stopwatch. So when you do it yourself on your own, don't be worried or too concerned about this either. You can just generally maybe first time it, and then to see roughly what 30 seconds feels like. So we're going to begin with the prayer. I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to not being able to receive and sabotaging my ability to make money, sabotaging my ability to get out with my message, all those issues related to that be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of God. I also, or the creator, the creative force, however you want to name that. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So we're now going to do the healing codes, and I find they're profoundly relaxing. If they didn't do anything else, they do put you in a meditative state very, very quickly. And personally for me, that's quite hard to quiet my mind, and so I find them wonderful this way. So what we're going to do is we're going to move from one position to the other, starting with the position in between the eyebrows and with your hands a couple of inches away from the skin. So you've got your hands there pointing towards that position in between the eyebrows. And whatever thoughts you may have that say that you can't let go, that you can't forgive yourself, just let those go. And focus on the statements, the positive truth statements, truth-focused statements, Alex Lloyd tells them, that you're able to forgive yourself. Allow yourself to forgive yourself, and that you open yourself to receive the gift of the universe. Taking deep, deep breaths. Right, we're now going to move to the throat area. And I'm going to be keeping talking a little bit more than maybe I normally do during these positions, just because of the recording and that we need to keep my voice going. Letting it out. Letting go of any thoughts that you're doing it wrong. Forgiving yourself for all. Have made around money. Now we're going to the hinge of the jaw. One hand on either side, pointing the energy towards the edge of the jaw. Letting go of the anger you feel against yourself. Forgiving yourself for all the unkind things you've done to yourself around money. And all the unkind things that you've done to others. The things you've spoken. The promises you've made that you've not fulfilled. Coming up to the side of the temple, shining the energy there. Focusing on forgiveness. Seeing that beautiful being of who you are and forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself. Or giving yourself, giving to yourself forgiveness, giving to yourself forgiveness. And now we're going to go cycle back one more time, and we're going to focus the energy again on the area in between the eyebrows. That healing center that's in between the eyebrows. From you I receive, to you I give. From you I receive, to you I give. From all I receive, all I give, that I may be an instrument for your love, that I may be a pure instrument that allows me both to receive and to give the universal love. Now we're going to go back down to the throat area. Going to focus the energy on the throat and the expression of our gifts. Those gifts we have received forgiving ourselves for not honoring those gifts. Hiding those gifts. Forgiving ourselves. It was only done in protection. Maybe misperceived protection. It was also done to make those gifts deeper, to polish them, to brighten them. Brighten them with experience. Experience is fire. Now we're going to point at the edge of the jaw, and we're going to point the energy again there. And we're going to open ourselves up to the universal life force. Love, to the love that is there for us. Wherever we're at right now, whatever we have or do not have, love is there for us always. And we're going to ask that that love empower us. Give us the power for us to reveal our gifts. And to plant the seeds that are needed to be planted for our gifts to bloom. Forgive ourselves for how many times we've uprooted those seeds. And then here, we're going to go next to the sides of the forehead, temple area. I'm going to shine the light, the energy force from our hands towards those areas. Right now, we're just going to receive the healing, receive love, exercise our capacity to receive it. And letting go of our ego about how we receive it. How we receive the gifts of the earth is not important. All that is important is that we receive it fully with gratitude. Gratitude. Ready to continue to flow gratitude. All right, I'm going to just come out of that state, and I'm going to open up the line again, and this we're basically going to maybe have people say a few words about what they've got from this call, those who want to, and then we're going to end the call. I know I'm totally in altered state right now, so if nobody can talk, that's all right too. I'll just wait a moment and then Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just say thank you very much to those who were on the call for your presence. And thank you very much for all the people who are participating in this 10-day event. I'm so blessed to have you all on this journey. Such extraordinary people. I know all of you to be. So thank you very much. I hope when you get a chance, you may post some comments in the face in our Facebook group. It's a private group, secret group as they call it, so nobody else can see it except the members of the group. And I will be putting in more resources there. And also we'll be meeting tomorrow at the same time and in the same virtual space. So thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.